A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When I find my skin in times of trouble, Auntie Jackie comes to me, smearing creams of wisdom, Natch Beauty, yeah, Natch Beauty. There will be a podcast, Natch Beauty. Yes, honey. Honey, yes. Welcome to Natch Beauty, everybody. Do you want to say something?
I do. I was holding up a lighter, and audio listeners can't see that. So yes. That's what, it felt very much like I was in a concert. It was beautiful. It was fantastic.
I'm honored that you just now were taken to a Beatles concert from my interpretation. That's the highest praise. And you didn't say it was Beatles, but I'm just going to roll with it.
They should look out. I think that there's a new Beatle.
The Beatles are quaking.
A new Beatle has entered the chat. Get fucked, Ringo.
Oh my God, the Beatles are quaking. Welcome everybody to Natchbeauty, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Yes, honey, I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, and your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natchbeauty. Now, my guest today, if I can say, is a very impressive young man.
Mom.
And I know. I'm your auntie. I'm your mom. And all I can say is when I first discovered this sweet young man, I felt like an auntie. I said, this is an impressive young man with a beautiful, full, vibrant life. The reason I chose the Beatles, not only because I was watching the documentary, but also because you remind me of the Beatles in the sense that you are a Renaissance man. My guest is a vlogger, a YouTuber, an artist, a photographer, an activist, an entrepreneur, an observer of the human condition, a New York Times best-selling author, a poet, a proud uncle. He's athletic. He's prolific. He's lived so much life in his young years that he has now just released his third memoir, honey, third, entitled House Fires. It is available now wherever books are sold. And let me tell you something. I thoroughly enjoyed reading this book. I read every word of it. It is a collection of essays, poems, and photos. And your king, he's in charge of it all, honey. This is all him. All of it. And there are different chapters of different lengths. Some are visual stories. Some are insightful lessons. Some read more like a TED Talk. Once again, just an impressive young man. I am so excited to have him here. Please welcome my son, Connor Franta.
I have never been so properly hyped in my whole entire life. What the fuck? Can I pay you?
That is my goal. No, that is my goal, Connor.
Your check is in the mail.
I will go on tour with you, and I will be your hype auntie, and I will come out before you come out. And I'll do songs. I will do anything.
Amazing.
It's all true, though. That's what's crazy. All that shit is true.
It's so nice of you. Wow. Thank you.
You better get a big old gravestone someday because you're going to need a lot on that gravestone, honey.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do they charge per letter? I'm screwed in that way.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Yeah. It's going to be the tallest tablet.
Oh, no. We're going to have to get you one of those, what are they called? Like tombs where you have to actually enter a door so you'll have an entire side. We could do a mural or something.
Oh, my God. That's a throwback. Although I would much rather be burned and my ashes tossed.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Don't waste the space.
We're not going to have the space. I think I'm just going to be put in one of those little cheesecloths, like 6 feet under style, and just be buried like a tree, and then I'll sprout like a tree.
I love that. I like the idea of deciding I want to be reincarnated as a tree. No, this is my decision. I am God. Or, I am a tree.
Or Connor, since we both love houseplants, I would love to be reincarnated as like a 25-year-old hot girl's snake plant.
Ooh, hot girl's snake plant.
Well, because they're so easy to maintain.
I was just going to say.
They're so hard to kill. Even if she lives her life and forgets to water me for 2 months, honey, I will thrive.
Oh, for sure. When you said that, I'm like, well, we're going to die quickly because most people can't keep them alive for more than a month. But yeah, if you're like a giant fiddly fig tree on the street, not in someone's house, that works.
Oh, Connor, welcome to Nashville.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy you're here. I know you're a busy man. I'm going to start with the intro questions. What type of skin do you have?
Oily. I feel like. Yeah, wow. I feel like I have quite oily skin, and I love the random comment of, wow, you're glowing. I'm like, no, that's oil and sweat.
Yeah.
That's not on purpose. That's just, it's just what's happening.
Well, a lot of people pay a lot of money to get that look, and you're basically saying you have it free.
Dewey.
Yes,
Dewey,
honey.
Dewey, Dewey.
A Dewey, he's a Dewey king. Yeah. He got the Dewey skin.
That's me. I think I've been blessed in that I've never had a major issue with acne growing up. So I'm sure that's genes, genetics. Thank my parents for something that they aren't aware of. But I definitely have had little bits here and there. But I never had to deal with it too much.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Lucky.
Next. You know what? God or the higher power or whatever you want to call it. Gives us all something, you know? I have a great rack.
Yeah, see? I don't.
Yeah, we all get something.
Mm-hmm. I know, this ass was divine intervention.
That's right. We all are given a gift, and sometimes their face, sometimes their ass. We roll with it. Okay, Connor, next one question. Please take me back. I don't know when this was. Maybe this was when you were on your middle school swim team. You know, mm-hmm. I did read your book, so I know all about you now.
You know everything.
What was the first beauty product you ever bought or used? Do you have any recollection? Take me back to the day.
Like, I mean, I was a closeted boy in the Midwest in a family of six, so there's a lot to go through there. One, boys in the Midwest in the 90s did not have skincare routine. Yeah. People in larger families did not usually afford to have skincare routines either.
Yep.
So I didn't have the wherewithal to even know that there were different types of lotion, sunscreen was genuinely super important. I didn't know any of that. Mm-hmm. I just was an idiot. I was meat with legs, meat with hands, just walking around. But I feel like, oh God, I mean, like the first thing that comes to mind is the stereotypical like Axe body spray, which isn't really a beauty product, but
it
is.
Counts. No, that counts. That counts. I still smell that from time to time.
Is it like do you start crying or panicking?
It definitely triggers memories for sure. For sure. But there are still people on that train, and we bless them. We bless them on their journey.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well. That's all I got to say. I try to forget it. I'm glad
Let's move past it.
Yeah.
I have two bonus warm-ups for you that I'm just curious about. The first is, what is your favorite color? Because based on your book and all the photos in it, I have an idea, but I want to know what yours is.
Mine actually is my favorite color is green.
Wow, I thought it was going to be pink. There's so many pink things in this book.
I mean, I love the color red, and I love, not necessarily pink, actually. Actually, I don't really like the color pink that much. But
wow.
I like
bright. You're right. There is a lot of red in here too. That should have been my guess.
I like color in general. I find when people don't have a lot of like color in their homes or color in their life, it's just, I'm like, you're missing so much. There's so much opportunity for vibrancy.
I agree with that. Mm. Next warm-up question. What is your favorite place to visit? Because I got the impression you're a very well-traveled person.
I am, yeah. I was counting countries with friends the other day because there's that, I don't know. There's so many things of like how many countries you visited by certain ages. And I'm like, do I qualify for some of those? I don't even know. I've never counted. And I think I've been to almost 30 different countries. I go to London frequently. So I love the UK. I love Europe in general. I love like an old historical city.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love a London myself. I've had some wild nights in my youth there.
They know how to party, that's for
they
sure.
They sure do. Their whole culture is different. They drink four beers at lunch and then go back to work.
It is wild. Every time I go there, it's like, I don't know, I'm just going to, like, I'm doing my own thing. My friends have jobs and they're like, yeah, it's lunch. You want to grab a pint? I'm like, a pint? A pint? Like a full pint?
A whole pint?
Oh my God. Yeah, just like a light ale, a lager. Yeah. I'm like, it's still a pint of beer. Christ.
Yeah, it's different over there. Okay, Connor, this is my last warm-up question, and this is a question everyone gets. This show is called Natch Butte. We celebrate our natural beauty. Mm. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, well, it's a long list. It's really hard to pick just one. Mm-hmm. So many beautiful things. I think and it comes across in the book, I feel like I adore my appreciation for the seemingly unnoticed small details of life. Mm-hmm. I really love just to walk around my neighborhood and pretending like I haven't seen every corner of it every day. I know every corner, and yet every time I find something really pretty about it, I'm like, oh, that's pretty today. That one thing. Wow.
That, listen, I love all of my guests equally. That might be my favorite answer I've ever gotten.
Aww.
It's just, this is your gift. This is your gift. Just so poetic and... You have such a theatrical way of expressing yourself through your words. I really enjoyed your book. So why don't we get into it?
Sure.
You've written three damn books and you're not even 30 yet.
I'm exhausted.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yes. Okay. I think let's just dive in, right? You go there. You're an open book. I was shocked. And again, I didn't know a ton of your previous work. I haven't read your first two books.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm a new fan. I'm catching up. I was shocked to read about how candid you discussed your depression in this book. And I was honestly how most people are when they're like, why would this person be depressed? Look at them. They're killing it. That's kind of everyone's first reaction sometimes, but... Was it difficult for you to put these feelings into words? Did you struggle in any way with sharing this information? How did you approach this subject?
I think it's natural for me to work through my feelings by writing them down and putting pen to paper. So that part was oddly simple to do that, but it's the point where you realize then you're giving it to other people. Mm-hmm. You're giving this personal detail to the world that does, if you think about it too much, you'll convince yourself 10 times to not do so. Mm-hmm. But actually writing down and exploring, I guess, like your history and the reasons as to why you are the way you are, honestly, was easy. It was therapeutic. It was something that I found deeply necessary to almost overcoming these struggles or these difficulties in my life. And so that part was easy, and honestly, I've just the older I get, the more I realize, like, why would I be afraid of the truth? Why is telling the truth a bad thing? So if it's my truth, it may be difficult to swallow, but guess what? It is what it is.
Wow, I'm telling you, this is what I meant when I said TED Talk. That was just the opening sentence to your TED Talk. So again, hire me to be the hype woman. I'll come out first. It'll be fabulous. When you were deciding how to structure the book, I really enjoyed the way this book was structured because I like that the chapters are short and you could honestly pick the book up and open it and start anywhere, which I appreciate as a person with this busy, vibrant life on the go all the time with so much going on. So how was that a decision that you came to, or did somebody talk you into that, weaving in the poetry, weaving in the photos? How did you decide to structure your book like this? Because this is different from most books.
It was all me. Most of my career decisions are all me. And that was just, it just felt right. I think it's kind of a modern take on writing or a modern take on literature that I just find that everyone is so busy, like you said, that it's hard to sit down and read a full book. And the structure of a book doesn't have to be the same every time. So it was more of an experimental way to get across a story or an emotion or an experience from different points of view. I find that although the chapters are 10 pages or something, the poem, which is only half a page, can be just as fruitful and just as deep as the 10 pages. And I find that so interesting. And I know that I like that. So I hope that I've always hoped that the readers find it a similar way. And plus the photos are just pretty. And we need a little break from the depression talk with a pretty, pretty photo.
The whole book isn't all about depression, but true, it definitely, it started at going there pretty quick. I just say like maybe your second chapter, I'm like, oh wow. But it goes all over the place. I've chosen two chapters that I just want to briefly discuss with you. I don't want to give away the whole book, obviously.
Yeah.
But my favorite two chapters, and we don't have to like completely give them away. This is up to your discretion. But the first one is Small Puncture Wounds, which is chapter 5. Now, yes, and Connor's making a cringy face. We don't have to get into exactly the subject matter of this, but the first thing I want to say is I read an interview with you that said that the next iteration of your evolution as an artist is going to potentially be a director. This needs to be a short film.
Really?
It's going to be a short film. I'm manifesting this. This is something that a lot of young people, and I hope you don't mind me saying, but particularly women, I would say, have experienced. And me, I moved to Los Angeles when I was 21. I fully related to this. And I just think it's my favorite thing is that you talk about being lonely and the feeling of loneliness. And then all of a sudden you say something very funny. You say something like, being a single, openly gay twink moving to West Hollywood is very hard, very lonely, something like that. It made me laugh so hard, and I was like, oh, this is great. You go into a story. I just think this is something that a lot of people relate to. It was painful for you to share this story.
So that chapter was the most difficult thing I think I've ever written.
Wow, wow.
It was deeply painful, confusing for so many different ways. And it was probably the one chapter where I thought, I don't know if I can, like, include this.
Oh, I'm sorry I picked the one.
No, that's okay.
It just really hit me hard.
But that's why I put it in, is because most people who read it ahead of time said that it was also their favorite chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because not even necessarily because it was relatable, but because it was powerful, yes. I suppose.
It's just so cinematic, and I love... When you start getting uncomfortable and like laughing it off and everything, that's what we're conditioned to be nice. And we've all, it was just really powerful, which I guess I just wanted to share with you is that that's why I chose it.
I'm glad it resonated with you because it's sadly not an uncommon experience. I think those feelings and that everything that I went through in that chapter is not unique to me, which that is, I guess, the reason why I do anything that I do is to in a way, to make people who don't feel heard. So yes. That's why I found that it was important. And again, if I'm not a hypocrite, I'm going to keep saying the truth is the truth. Why be afraid of it? Yes. I'd rather it be out and be free of it than internalize it and have it, for some reason, like, devour me.
Yes. Unafraid of the truth. That might be title of ep. Let's shift gears to chapter, I don't know what number this is. It's Claude Monet.
Claude Monet, yeah.
A different vibe.
Yeah.
This is again a short film. You have to shoot this as a short film. I don't know if you can go back to Africa and shoot it, but maybe you could shoot it at like Malibu Wines. You know, they got like those giraffes or something. We'll get you a good place to shoot it.
I was just visiting my niece. We did a little Airbnb thing in Northern California. They don't live there. We just met there. And we were on a run. It was my brother, my sister-in-law, me, and then pushing my niece in a stroller. And we ran up on a fucking zoo. We were just in randomly. The middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we looked to our right. And I'm like, is that a zebra?
Yeah.
No, just a zebra on a mountain, on a hillside with nothing. And I'm like, is that a zebra? It was so weird. So we can shoot it there.
There you go. And we could maybe do animatronic gorillas. I don't know. Yeah, we'll work on it.
We'll figure
it
out.
I don't want to totally butcher your story, but I love this story because it is about how you never really know what someone is going through.
Not at all.
And that is something that as a person, I try to really understand every day, like when some asshole cuts you off in traffic, I'm always like, maybe he has diarrhea. Maybe he has diarrhea. Maybe his wife is going into labor. He's trying to get to the hospital. Like, I always try to. And this is just a chapter about a lovely trip you go on, which, honey, I want to go on a safari. I want to go to Africa. You've lived a life, King.
It was everything. It was, I think about it every day. I thought I was like good friends with so many people that I went on that trip with. And I'm just so glad, because for things like that, there's so many times you could convince yourself not to go or not to do certain things. And that's one of those things where I'm like, thank God I did not convince myself not to do it, because it's so memorable.
Yes. What a once in a lifetime experience as well.
Yeah. For the listeners that don't know, the chapter is essentially about with my like large platform, I've worked with a lot of charities and a lot of organizations. And for this one in particular, it was an organization called We Day. And they had a bunch of influential people go on a big stage and give big speeches to big crowds. And everyone who was sitting in the audience had to buy a ticket. And all the tickets went to building up communities in different places in Africa. This one specifically was in Kenya, just outside of Nairobi, Kenya. And we, after doing a dozen of these around the United States and seemingly the world, they said one time, do you want to go see where some of the contributions have gone? Do you want to go to outside of Nairobi, Kenya?
And you're like, duh.
Well, I was like, duh. But I was also, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? And they're like, oh, no, it's like a big experience. It'd be a great time. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm like an anxious person. Yeah, like, what are we doing? What are we getting into?
It's a big trip for sure.
Yeah, it was like, it's going to be like 24 hours of flying, you have to get 6 different shots, and all. I'm like, I'm getting nervous, but I'm so glad I went, because it was fantastic. We were there for a week, and we got to help build a library, and we got to see a medical center that was built, and go to a school of young girls, and it was just, like, so fantastic, and yeah.
And you got my second favorite chapter, which is probably the most important part of the whole journey.
Yeah.
Don't you think this would be a great short film?
Yeah, and
the dinner scene, the last scene. Oh my God, you would win an Oscar. We gotta do it, okay? I'll audition for one of the ladies.
Oh, you could. You could play one of them for sure.
Okay.
You could definitely play one of them. But yeah, we were all like around every night after doing our little day of exploring the villages that we were in. We would go and we'd have dinners, and we would just, it was the first time where everything was like a little bit less rushed and quiet, and we would all just like get to know each other, because none of us fucking knew each other. I didn't know anything about anybody. We were all from different places, different backgrounds. And it's kind of like, did you ever, in like specifically high school, they almost had these retreats with like seniors or juniors, and you got together and it was like a sharing circle.
Oh yeah, trust falls, all of it.
And everyone was like, okay, let's allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And people would cry. And this was like that situation where all of a sudden it was like, why are we all being so vulnerable? We don't have to be. But everyone was like crying and sharing deep secrets in the middle of the jungle. And it was unforgettable.
Yeah.
Unforgettable.
Well, you really painted the picture in the chapter. And I was reading this just thinking, this is such a beautiful scene. This would be, because I love the idea of you sitting down with people and you kind of shoot the shit, because y'all had sitting together for a few nights, right? It was like, oh, where are you from? And then by the end, it's like, and that's when I realized that my dad did love me after all. It's just so beautiful when strangers bond and connect and every person is going through shit, and in our day-to-day lives, we never address those things. And it's just, I loved it. I just loved it. That's why I picked it to bring up.
That's so nice of you.
The book is fab. I'm a fan.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now let's talk beauty stuff. This is an attribute.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. King, you've got the curls. tell me about this hair, okay? Is this, have you always had curls? Have you had a good journey with the curls?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I don't know how or why or when they developed, but yeah. Sometime within the last 5 years, my front bangs just started curl, like to the point yeah. where they can't get a certain length because they just curl within themselves.
Oh, wow.
And the top of my hair now has these waves and the sides kind of start curling up and the back yeah. has curls and everything. But it's not always been that way. So I don't know why my hair changed. It's not like I don't do anything to it to make it curly. Maybe drying it naturally makes it more curly. But other than that, I don't know how this happened.
Do you eat only organic? I'm just kidding. I don't know
why. I know. I was like, I am a vegetarian. There is a timeline there.
And I did see that in the book as well. You spoke about being served meat and that you didn't eat it. I've been vegan for 12 years, so respect to my veg king.
Veg king for six.
So do you have, love that, so do you have a curly hair routine or a hair routine at all?
Not really. I think I've added like tiny steps here and there, but in terms of, I do like when the curls are slightly there. I don't like when they like go fully curling within themselves, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. when they're like slightly present, the way to, I guess, preserve them best is to let my hair dry naturally. So mm-hmm. I'll do a very quick towel dry, no blow drying, no heat, no nothing yeah. like that. And then I'll add, I have this kind of like natural no frizz something. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. And I'll just like lightly put that through it. But then I just let it sit.
Yeah.
And if I don't have anywhere to be and I don't have to be like on camera, I just let it sit, let yeah. it dry naturally. And it seems to blossom.
Do its thing.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok or no?
I am not like super present, but I am.
There is such a curly hair presence on TikTok, and I really want you to do this one sound. You don't have to make a TikTok, but this woman goes through and goes, this is what you do. Do not plop it. And people do it, and then their hair looks amazing. I'm very curious if you did it. I bet your curls would activate.
Oh, my God. I'm scared, yeah, because I don't want them more active. I'm worried that it's just going to all get too scrunched up and be, like, so far up my head.
I want to see, though. Oh. You have to do it for me.
Okay. I'll yeah. do it. It's the okay. next one. It's the next
Here's-
one.
Here's just what I'm thinking. Instead of towel, do you like towel dry like this? Like a, you kind of...
I do. It's a very quick, just get like the drips out.
Yes.
No, but it is a little aggressive, I will admit.
I think you should get one of those microfiber towels.
Ooh.
And not rub, just plop it and then leave it. So, because that would, again, keep the curls intact. And then I want you to do some kind of like sea salt spray.
Ooh, yep. I've heard yeah. that.
And then leave it and see what happens.
Oh my God, it's just going to be, I'm going to be a
Why are you afraid of the curls, huh?
It's too much. I don't need more.
I'm like, I feel like I've seen photos of you where the curls are really ringlet. They're really defined.
It's when you start adding natural elements. Like I think living in California.
The humidity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, living in California, it's so desertous and so sunny and hot. When you start adding like wind uh-huh. and humidity mm-hmm. and changes in temperature, all of that, it can really go pretty wild.
Yeah.
Especially wind. If I am like driving somewhere and I have the window down, it's not fully dry, I get there and I'm like, it is out of control, mm-hmm. volume crazy, and it can't go back down.
I just thought of a great business idea, and because you are an entrepreneur, maybe we could, again, discuss this together.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know how there's, like, blow-dry bars?
Hello, sharks. Yes, go on.
Yes, exactly. So there's, like, blow bar, dry bar. What if instead we combined blow bar and Uber? You need to get to West Hollywood, roll those windows down.
Mm.
We'll give you a blowout while you get there. With the natural wind.
How much do you need for an investment in this project, Sharks?
We need $200,000 in exchange for 5% of our company.
I was like, 50%
yeah,
it is. Deal.
I got it. No. Don't be greedy, Mark.
I'm just repeating what I heard.
Yeah. And then now they're like, I guess they're trying to keep the show interesting. So now they go, you have to say it right now or I'm out.
I know.
And then they do the Zoom and then they do a commercial break. And I'm like, they used to not be like that.
I know, it's fair. Or they'll be like, oh, no, you didn't pay attention
exactly.
to me. I've now gone up to 45%. It's like, don't be an asshole. This
I
is
know.
Their livelihood.
Don't be an asshole, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, he's not wonderful.
He's not. Anyway, we don't need them for our idea. I have a Prius. We can start with that.
Yes, I was going to say, we need like a Tesla situation where you're flooring it and it's so fast that it just Done.
Okay, well then we might need to change, because my Prius is slow as fuck. I love it, but it definitely doesn't have that pickup. So we'll work on it.
Mark, we need one Tesla. We don't need an. We just need the Tesla as the investment.
It. Yes, and I'll drive. We'll work on it. Okay, Connor, I need to know if you are a scent king, because in your book you mentioned Le Labo fragrance. You mentioned Le Labo fragrance once. I was reading this book, scanning it for any kind of hair product, you know. And when I saw Le Labo, I said, ding. So are you a scent king? Do you love a cologne?
I don't, actually.
Okay, that's fine. I think that's great.
I definitely own some. I never, especially with the pandemic, like I just fully stopped caring about scent for some reason. Yeah. I think I used to, for a while, I was like a CK1 guy.
Okay.
And then there was another life where I did use like a Le Labo, but honestly, nowadays, I just don't, I like, it's not a part of my routine. I just forgot that scent exists.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. All of my scents have dust on them.
Yes.
It's been so long.
I know. And that's, it's not like I haven't gone out, but I think because for at least a year, I didn't go out that often, if at all. I just forgot that scent was a thing. And now I'm like, do I really need it? I don't know.
Yeah. And also, let me just say, we're all wearing masks. We don't need extra stuff going on in the air.
No. No, I agree.
There are people, like cologne scent fragrance people, they put it on just for them. I've seen TikToks where like, I wake up, I put on this scent. I go to work, I put on this scent. I come home, I shower, and I put on this scent for bed. Like, they put them on for themselves.
It's wild. I don't want to be like, I like a candle scent, a very, very light candle scent, maybe in the other room, but anything too powerful, I think my sense of smell might be too sensitive because too much of it, I just get overwhelmed by it.
No, same. I get a headache after 3 minutes.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. I'm like, I'm glad I also now know that you're not supposed to like directly put it on you necessarily. It's supposed to do the walkthrough, all of that. Cause for a while there, I was like, it's too much. It's all I can think about. It's polluting my brain.
I put way too much perfume on. So I was married. I got a divorce. I got back on the dating scene. And I remember I was going on one of my first dates and I put on way too much perfume. And I realized it as I was in the Uber on the way there. And I'm like, fuck. I went to the bathroom. I was scrubbing. It would not come off. And I knew everybody in that room could smell me from a mile away. I felt like such an asshole.
There's nothing worse, though, than the fear your body or your breath smelling bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, you're so unaware of it. You are partially aware, but you really can't tell.
Yes.
So that like anxiety of, am I sure my breath smells fine? Am I sure my body smells fine? There's nothing. I would be much more, I guess, like easy on a person for over cologning or over scenting than under.
Yes. I wish there was a phone app that you could breathe into your phone. It would tell you, honey, your breath be stankin', or you're good. I would, again, the sharks, we got to get the sharks on this, because that would be something I would invest in.
Definitely.
Okay. You did briefly mention it, and again, one of your chapters, this was brief. You mentioned a morning routine. You were like, I wake up, I wash my face, and I'm like, he washes his face. He's already a step ahead of a lot of the other males I have on the show.
Yep.
So we love that. Are you into facial products or skincare at all? Do you have any favorites? What's that vibe?
I've gotten more into it. I think with my consumption of media more in the last 5 years or so, I understand how important it is to have somewhat of a skincare routine. You don't need to go overboard. I think a lot of people do a little bit too much times.
Oh, yeah.
But especially, again, just like the bare minimum of washing your face in the morning and at night, but also just sunscreen, elements like that.
Yes.
I definitely have gotten into like the retinols. I'll do a little bit of a retinol every other day.
Okay, King.
At night. I do a light moisturizer every night too. In the mornings, every other morning or most mornings, I'll do vitamin C serum.
Okay.
I know.
This is advanced.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, again, like a sunscreen that doesn't have, I forget what the, I have a something free sunscreen. I don't know what's the bad thing in sunscreen, but I have
SPF
one.
SPF free?
No SPF. There's none. No protection. Yeah. Absolutely none. But other than that, I don't do like face masks. I've never done like a laser treatment or any of that kind of stuff. But I'm open to it.
Yeah.
If someone tells me it's the right thing to do, I'll consider it.
Hey, I always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
True.
If you're looking good and feeling good, don't feel the pressure to add a bunch of stupid shit.
This
looking
is
good
almost
to
30.
Me. Yes, honey, looking good. Killing it. I mean, if you're wearing sunscreen, you're already ahead of the curve.
It's so important. I really messed up my face, as I'm sure it, like, I'll probably see the results of that in a decade or so, because I used to be a lifeguard. Mm. I swear I didn't wear sunscreen ever. And it was like 6 summers every day.
Yeah, I can relate to that too. I used to tan in a tanning bed, and nobody was there. We didn't have a Hiram. We didn't have Jackie J. We were stuck.
No one. It's one of those things where people said it's important to wear sunscreen, but no one really expressed how important it was.
I never saw any PSAs on television. No. This is your brain on drugs. This is your skin with no sunscreen, and it showed like a leather belt on the table. Yeah, we did our best. I think the scientists of the millennial / Gen X generation are really going to come up with something to help us.
Definitely.
Yes, don't worry.
Yeah, I think that we're lucky in that there are going to be a lot of things created that can undo a lot of mistakes that we've made 100%. In the next couple. Even I think about tattoo removal and stuff. I'm like, that's amazing that they can do that now. I bet there's going to be like a tattoo ink where you can get a tattoo and it can be removed in one go. Yeah, it's going to be like a special ink where they're like, oh, wow, it can be removed. So I'm like, imagine what they can do with wrinkles.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Oh, yeah. We'll all be looking ageless and flawless for the rest of our lives.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming. Okay, Connor, we're going to play a game called New Palette Who Dis.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you were really into makeup, but I picked non-makeup products for you.
Okay.
Some. You're on your computer?
I am, yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you in the chat a couple links to some products.
Okay.
And I want your thoughts.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know if you're aware, but every 5 minutes, another makeup palette comes out.
I am very aware.
The first thing I'm sending you is Harry Styles' new line of stuff. I haven't had a guy on to discuss this with you or with.
I have it.
Have you heard of this?
I have it.
You have it?
They sent me it.
Connor!
I've never felt more famous.
Have you used it?
I have not, because I just got it.
Connor.
But I've worn the sweatshirt that it came with, and it's very comfortable.
Okay, so what all were you sent? Were you sent the nail polish and the serum and
everything?
The whole package.
I felt very famous. I was like, wow, thank you, Mr. Styles.
Connor. The first time in Nash Butte history that I have sent a link to someone and they said I was sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
It was a big deal. I thought this was so cool. Here were my initial thoughts before I even got it. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, very cool packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've never seen anyone do the kind of marbled circular top, so I thought that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I like the tones of the nail polish as well. I'm not much of a pink person, but I like the kind of lighter tones and the darker tone it has.
Well, I do know someone that you know that likes pink that could take it from you.
Oh, honestly? It's heading your way?
Oh. I should have brought
it over. And then also the font. I loved the font.
The vibe is really fun. What color sweatshirt did you get? The black or the white?
It's a black one.
Oh, cute. Yeah, and I like nice. Pleasing is a great name.
It is. It's really cool.
So you have to use the serum and let us know how it is.
I am. I need to look up a few, like, not to obviously question Mr. Styles, but I would like to look up a review or two to make sure that people think it's worth putting on my face.
Yes, 100%. We don't have time to fuck around.
Kind of. I'm like, I don't really need to experiment on myself. I'd rather someone give me a review and then I'll throw it on just in case.
Do you ever do a nail color?
I do sometimes, but it's very rare. I would love to do like a French tip or like a little dot or something.
Yep.
You know, something different than just
dot.
Yeah, something than like different than full on painting. Yep. Maybe like a dot on each nail or something.
Yeah. Okay. I look forward to those photos.
Thank you. It'll coming soon.
I'm sending you the next link. Oops. This one is, let's see, because I don't remember. This is the new Billie Eilish fragrance. Now, this bottle is pretty wild.
Come on now. Open up.
Yeah, mine took forever, too. I don't know what's going on. Billie Eilish's slow Instagram. I don't know.
I've had this issue too with clicking people's links in YouTube videos. Sometimes they like Instagram is slow specifically. Wow.
Maybe it's because I put a link in there to track your address.
I now know your credit card.
I got everything. What do we think? I don't know what it smells like, but the bottle certainly makes it.
The bottle is luxe.
It's got some breasts.
It's almost to the point where it kind of looks like they attached someone kneeling with someone's chest.
Yes, it looks like knees.
Kind of.
But it's boobs, right?
Yeah, it is definitely a pair of titties.
Now, do we think this is Billy? Is this a bust of Billy herself?
I would imagine it is, but I guess I can't know that for sure. I would imagine it is, though.
Do you think she posed with the plaster all over herself like they do when they make the fleshlights?
I love how that is the reference. Out of all the things for plaster, you're like, you know, the one with the fleshlights. Yes. I actually do. I imagine she did had to get full on plastered for that.
It's very pretty. I don't know. I feel like it's very large. I don't know why. I feel like it would take up my entire table, but that it might be small and I just don't know.
Which is like the luxurious element of it. I think there are pictures of her holding it and it does look pretty large.
Yeah.
But again, since I'm not really into scents, this is not something like I would buy.
Right.
But it's very pretty. I support Billy and everything. So
I respect the artistry and I respect a bold choice.
Me too.
Okay. What's next? We have two more. I believe these are more of a holiday statement palette. And you have sisters, you have a mom, you have female friends, or you have friends that wear makeup. This one is a indie brand, Simply Posh Cosmetics, and there are two holiday palettes. There's the Cozy Cabin and the Icy Chill. I feel like Icy Chill would be really great on Mama Franta. I don't know your mother. I just feel like might be a perfect Christmas present. What are your thoughts, Connor?
My mom would never in this world. Oh gosh, she doesn't wear like colorful makeup that often. My sister doesn't either. Actually, most of my friends don't.
Well, listen, all they need is a palette and that could change everything.
Yeah, purely from like a vibes perspective if I saw this advertisement, it's not for me. It's not my style.
That is fair. I had a feeling that might be the case, but I need you to be up on what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It is the season. Tis the season.
Well, listen, if you run out of ideas for presents for your mom, I wouldn't be mad at her trying it. That's all I'm saying.
I would love my mom's reaction of me giving this to her. That's how shocked she would be, is be like, you thought of me
with blue this? Glitter eyeshadow?
This is, yeah, I love you.
I think my mom would honestly wear it.
Oh, I definitely know. I know of people that would. My mom and my sister, nope, it's not there.
Okay, I just sent you the last link, but it is not working, so let me find it again.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, it's fine. It'll come right up.
Oh, no.
Right up. I did this few weeks ago. Sometimes the links change. Okay, here it is. I think I just cut it off on accident. Okay, let me put this in the chat. So, we love a theme. We love a fun new idea. BH Cosmetics has put out their Miss Claus collection, Santa's Daughter. Okay, so this is if Santa and Mrs. Santa, Mrs. Claus had a baby and she grew up to be like a fierce Gen Z, this would be her collection. And it's really fun. We have a fa-la-la-la fierce brush collection, tinsel twerking bronzer. There's a lot going on here, Connor. What are your initial thoughts?
I'm just really taking in these names. The So Spoiled, Party Girls, Tinsel Twerking, Snow Extra,
Kiss Extra.
Very Merry. It's to me this, I'm curious as to who created these names. And
don't you think it was somebody really cool and on the pulse of everything going on?
It was definitely not a like 45-year-old man.
Yeah.
It was definitely a 21-year-old
woman.
Girl in New York. It was definitely her,
100%,
for sure. This is how the kids talk.
I say bougie, Santa's boot. I'm reading some of the colors.
I like the party girls' colors. They're kind of nice, the yellow and the greens.
I think this, the lit list 30-color palette might be more appropriate for your mom because there's a lot of neutrals on it.
Yes.
And again, I'm really just trying to get you to get your mom. I don't even know. I just feel like everyone deserves a little lit list.
Yeah. I always say that. It's funny.
I think I read that in your book. I think that's, I think you say it a few times in here.
It's right up there with Fa La La Fierce.
Fa La La. What? Shouldn't it have been Fa La 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 Fierce?
I know. I was going to say, aren't they missing a la?
I feel like they should have added a la.
I should have added like six. Fa La 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 Fierce. And then a fart noise.
Yes. Yep. We're on the same page.
Yeah, they're missed. They see, and this is what happens when you get two 21-year-old women living in New York
to come up with the palette.
They should have called us.
You know what, BH? Connor and I are available. Just saying. If y'all want to do a collab next season.
A consulting fee.
Yeah,
it's,
of course.
It's a minor 50%.
Oh, no. We don't take a call unless we're getting a solid piece.
50% each. We yes. don't take a call unless we get 100%.
Exactly. Exactly, honey. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Connor, I've been having such a good time with you. We're wrapping up here. I observed a lot of self-care rituals on your social media, in your book. Again, you just seem like such a Renaissance man. So I just want to run through a few of these things with you. When did you get into photography?
I've actually always been really interested in it. I used to submit photos to the Houston County Fair.
Wow.
So this is Midwestern culture. This is fair country culture. We had
you win ribbons, right?
Oh, yeah, you win ribbons. You can do pretty much anything at the fair. So I used to bring sheep. I would raise sheep over the summer and bring them and show them. It's like a routine. You have to have a full-on, like, nice pair of jeans, a pair of cowboy boots, and you would show the sheep to a crowd of people and show that the sheep could do certain things, whatever. And I would also bring a bug collection.
Wow.
I was an entomologist. I had 200 different bugs. Like dead, they weren't like alive, and they were all nice and pinned, and everything about them, where I found them, the origin, everything about them was like placed out. And then I would bring photography as well, film photography.
You have so many interests.
I was a colorful child. Yes. Who knew that I was gay? Nobody actually knew
with
that
your
I was
sheep
gay.
And your bugs.
The sheep was the curveball, let's be real.
Yes. That's true, because we had a FFA, Future Farmers Association, at my school.
I wasn't a part of FFA, but I had friends that were.
I just get smoothies delivered to me during my show.
I was just going
to
say. Are you kidding?
Thank you. That is so fun. Okay. I love that. And all the photos in the book you took.
Yes. All the photos I took. They're all on film. Yeah.
There's a couple of them that I want to put in my room.
Oh, thanks.
They're so fun. They're beautiful. I think that's cool. I can't shoot worth a shit. My sister's a photographer. I really admire and respect people that have an eye for it. Again, that will come in handy when you direct the short film.
I love that you're putting this out because it really is something I would love to do.
No, it's happening.
It's just so, isn't it? It's just one of those things where you're like, how do people get this done? There's so many work.
Yeah. Well, you got to get a good producer to help you hustle it, and it's going to be fabulous. I see it happening.
The hard part is the more people you get involved, the longer the process becomes. And that's why YouTube is a beautiful platform.
That's right.
People just make it work.
Yep.
And sometimes it's just as good as the really expensive
ones. That's right.
Ones.
That's right. Self-starter. Mm-hmm. Self-starter over here. Okay, let's talk about running. So you're obviously athletic. I know you swam. We were discussing that. You run a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm a marathon runner.
You're just
26.2.
Are your parents so proud of you?
They run too. So actually,
I just mean in general, all of these interests and just you're so productive.
Hey, you haven't seen me between the hours of like noon to four. It's not a lot of productivity.
Everyone's allowed to have a little break.
Yeah. I've always been, my parents were marathon runners. All my siblings are marathon runners. It's to the point where it's so normal that if I were to be like, if my parents were on the phone with me and said, what did you do today? I was like, well, I did like a 13 by the beach. They'd be like, yeah. Like it's truly
it's not
like
even
me
impressive
saying,
to them anymore.
It's like me saying I had breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not impressive at all. And same with my siblings, where everyone's just like, oh, yeah, cool. Done. Great.
So it's
but my friends,
a family thing.
Yeah, but my friends, every time I see them, they're like, would you run like 10 today? little loser. Would you, like, they make fun of
they're
me
jealous.
For it?
They're jealous. They're jealous. It takes a lot of discipline.
It does, but it's so, I can't imagine my life without it, because it really, it's the reason how I kind of got a grip on my mental health. I feel like it adds structure and stability to my day. And without it, I just feel like, I feel like I've like lost my limbs without it, where I don't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. So I take one day off a week, Sundays. And other than that, even if it's just like a little run, I run every morning.
What's a little run to you?
Honestly, and it's a little one at this point is like six,
yeah,
five.
Yeah. Hey, don't be ashamed. I think this is fabulous. We're celebrating you today. We're celebrating you and your many gifts and talents. Are you, do you consider yourself an outdoorsman?
I do.
Okay.
I really,
I'm telling you, you've got, because I was seeing fishing, hiking, boating.
I love it.
You're such an enigma of a man. In the best way.
And I'm sensitive too.
I'm telling you, honey.
No, I love the out. I guess I don't consider myself an outdoorsman. I know many outdoorsmen, but I love to fish. Mm-hmm. Fishing is so fun. Catch and release, obviously, since I don't eat them. Trout fishing is the best because there's no barbs, so the fish actually don't get harmed.
Do you find it peaceful, or is it more of a competitive moment?
I think it's the harmony between both in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Fishing really is, because again, like, I don't hunt because there's the element of death
of
there.
Course. Mm-hmm.
But fishing, in theory, you're like, you're sitting there peacefully waiting. And then the competitive side does come into play, because usually you're fishing with another person. And it's like, well, who caught the better fish today? So there is a little bit of a competitiveness to it, but it is relatively relaxing.
Yeah. Wow. When did you get into plants? This is the first thing I noticed about you. I watched some of your YouTubes, and all I could say was the background, and I'm seeing them now in your home. The background is full of beautiful plants. So you have a green thumb as well.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't always. It's kind of when I moved to this place is when it started to begin, because everything's just white in here, and I didn't know where to begin painting the walls. So I was like, well, in the meantime, we'll add in bits of color by getting tons of plants. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept going from there, where I'm like, wow, it's so nice to bring nature inside, and I don't need to necessarily paint. It's like they're decor, but they're also life indoors. Mm-hmm. So it's just wonderful. I love
them. I do too. Everybody needs a plant. And like I said, if you kill everything, get a snake plant. They're very easy. Mm-hmm. And they don't even need that bright a light. So everybody get a snake plant.
Even like a pothos, like a vine. Mm-hmm. It's like they're very forgiving.
I've got several pothos here. Azizi. I got Azizi in the corner. You didn't even need that much light.
Azizi?
Azizi. Azizi, I don't even know her.
And I was like, Azizi? I don't even know him.
Yeah, I don't know Azizi, but they're doing good. Okay. Do you?
Not. I do, but it's
okay.
Not often.
I finally found something you're not good at.
I like cooking, but it's one of those things where I'm like, I by no means consider myself a good cook, and I'm terrified to feed things to people that I've made. Because I know that I feel like I like almost every food. So giving someone something that I've made, I'm like, no, please. I don't need that criticism.
It is very vulnerable.
Very.
But you are a foodie.
I love food.
Yeah. I vibe that you're a foodie. You're obviously into travel.
Yeah.
Have you always traveled? Is that a family trait again, like the running, or is this something you acquired through your career early on, getting a following and being able to have the means to meet people around the world, or was that early on?
I acquired it. My family does like to travel, but I'm by far the most traveled because of my career. Yeah. I've definitely been privileged in that sense where it's brought me places. But once you, it's one of those things that once you leave your where you grew up, and then you start exploring the world, you just realize how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. That it's almost addicting in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I get itches if I don't go even just somewhere within the state of California new every month. I need to go see something different, and travel is the same way. I like need to check a new country off the list, a new city off the list. I need to. It's
what's next? Do you have anything on your list right now that you really want to go?
Japan is the number one. Like, I desperately want to go.
You haven't
experience
been?
I've never been to Japan. I've never been.
Well,
I want to go to South Korea, too.
Your girl Jackie J has been to Tokyo and Nakano and Tokyo Disney Sea.
Ugh, I'm so jealous.
But I've, you know, you've been way more places than me, but you have to go to Japan. It's incredible.
I've heard nothing but amazing things.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Ugh.
You have to go see the snow monkeys in the Alps. That's what I did, and it was incredible.
Oh, there's just so many things to do. Yes. Like, I feel like I would need to live there for 3 months to do everything that I want to.
But you could, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
That'd be fabulous.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Do you have any other self-care rituals that we haven't covered?
Not really. I think the only thing that I do that is great for my like mental health and my self-care is I love to go on walks and leave my phone at home, which is not something that everyone can do, obviously, especially like women. They don't feel safe leaving going on a walk by themselves with their phones. But when I do get the chance, I really do love to disconnect from technology and not even give myself the option. Just leave it there.
Yes. I love that. Last question. You stay out of it, but why is there so much drama on YouTube as somebody on the inside? Is it just for clicks?
It really is. Yeah. I think half of it is just built up. It's like tabloids. It's like the era of like magazines that love to stir the pot or love to get your attention that way. And the attention economy is full, but it's not something like I always find it interesting that it doesn't last. Like people who create those videos or those clicks, they'll find that it's an empty well after a while. It is not fulfilling to center your entire life around other people's business and drama. It's emotionally exhausting. So I don't know how people do it.
So you're saying I should erase the video I'm working on where I apologize for
everything.
I don't know. We'll see, Connor. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll get some clicks. I don't know.
Hey, it could be, you know, all press is good press.
Hey, to an extent, we're doing our best. Connor, I am so delighted that you're here. I loved your book. Next time I see you IRL, I will make you sign it for me.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I will audition for your short. And if not, I will be a craft services person, a PA. I want to be involved. So keep me on. Keep the emails.
This has been so lovely. You have hyped me far too much. Your check is in the mail. And I will sign your book, of course.
Okay. All those things are fabulous. Tell us where we can find you. Anything you have coming up you want us to know about? Are you doing any kind of book tour next year or any fun stuff?
So I actually already did the book tour for it, but the book is available everywhere books are sold. If you want to check specifically, ConnorFrantaBooks.com. It makes a great Christmas gift,
right.
A great gift to your friends. It's a great coffee table book.
It really is, because like I said, you can just open it up. There's poems, there's pictures. It's a beautiful book.
It's red, so it really adds like a pop of color.
I mean,
if your
look
house
at this picture.
So
I want that on the wall because I love vintage. It looks like the 60s.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it? It's film. The
and
magic
yes,
of film.
Nobody can see what I'm talking about. You have to buy the book, honey.
It's a beautiful book. So definitely go pick that up. Other than that, though, just at Connor Franta across all social platforms. I'm always on them.
Consistent. We love a consistency because my name is Jackie Johnson. Everything's different. I was late to the game. We're doing our best, Connor. We're doing our best.
It's all good. You're thriving.
Everyone can find me. It's not that difficult. Just sift through a few people. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Connor. I hope you have a happy holiday season. Are you going to be going out of town for the holidays?
Yeah, I'll be going to see some family. I'm super excited to wind down and bring in a nice even year, 2022.
That's right.
Can't wait for it.
We love a good 2-2-2, honey.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
Okay. Well, Connor, thank you very much. And thank you for listening, all the honeys. Don't forget that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your French fresh. Connor, do you cream your neck?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank God.
Yes.
The neck's looking fresh, so I had a feeling that was the case, but I always have to ask.